Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Annie Corrigan, sitting in for Angela Mariani, and I'm inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Some people leave an indelible mark on their profession. This week's edition of Harmonia is dedicated to just such a person, David Monroe. In addition to his extensive work with the Early Music Consort of London, Monroe taught, composed original music, and introduced a whole generation of young people to the joys of early music as the presenter of BBC Radio 3's Pied Piper. Now, 40 years after Monroe's sudden and tragic death at the age of 33, we're looking back at his legacy. We heard a canzona by Giovanni Priuli, performed by the Early Music Consort of London, under the direction of David Munro. That's from their 1977 recording, Monteverdi's Contemporaries. David Munro was a pioneer in the truest sense of the word. The recordings he made with the Early Music Consort of London are now considered classics. In addition to his work with his own group, Munro taught at Leicester University and the Royal Academy of Music. He wrote movie soundtracks, and he hosted 655 editions of the early music radio show Pied Piper for the BBC. His facility on early wind instruments and his encyclopedic knowledge of early music were also put to use in a variety of wonderful pedagogical recordings. Now, 40 years after Munro's death, the age of 33, we're taking a look back at his legacy with tenor Paul Elliott, who, in addition to his work with the Deller Consort, the Hilliard Ensemble, and Theatre of Voices, also worked with David Munro on several of the recordings made by the Early Music Consort of London.
People today need to hear, probably first and foremost, what it was, the sound that people associate with David Munro's consort. And there's no better illustration of that than the first track on his late recording, Monteverdi and his contemporaries. And it's five dances by Giorgio Maniero, and they're from the Il Primo Libro di Balli. And those five dances basically say it all.
Thank you.
16th Century Dances by Giorgio Mainario from a recording called Monteverdi's Contemporaries, recorded by David Munro and the Early Music Consort of London, that's for EMI, back in 1975. David Munro's influence in the public sphere grew exponentially with the debut of his radio program Pied Piper.
The BBC, I think in 1970, if I remember correctly, he was asked by Radio 3 to host a program aimed at younger listeners that would run on every weekday, I think it was, 5 days a week, for about 15 to 20 minutes. And over the brief course of his life, which ended tragically in 1976, he did 655 of these programs, and they were listened to by a lot more people than just the audience that it was originally aimed at. Lots of adults listened to it, and he covered every aspect of music, from early music to rock, modern rock music, people just listened in wide-eyed fascination to his talks and illustrations of this stuff, and his nickname, the Pied Piper, which was the name of the program, has kind of stuck.
Munro had a remarkable ability to impart historical information about early music and early instruments in an engaging way that fired the imaginations of his listeners and made them want to know more. One of his last projects was an ambitious double record set called Instruments of the Middle Ages and Renaissance. It was released in conjunction with a fully illustrated book containing extensive information about each instrument. One could read the book and listen along to the dozens of examples on the recordings. Here's an excerpt from that recording. We're being shown how the opening toccata from Monteverdi's Orfeo sounds with a group of natural trumpets, sackbuts, and kettledrums in its original key of C, and then how that same piece might have sounded if played on the same instruments, only using mutes this time, and raising the key a whole tone to D major. A short excerpt there from David Munro's recording project Instruments of the Middle Ages and Renaissance, released by EMI back in 1976, shortly before Munro's sudden death at the age of 33. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook, or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. So far on the program, we've heard mostly instrumental music, but many of Munro's recordings contained vocal music as well.
The Art of the Netherlands is a survey of Burgundian music, which confusingly for modern audiences, Burgundian music means music that was centered in modern-day Belgium, really, by composers such as Josquin des Prez, Antoine Brumel, Johannes Tinctoris, et al. On that recording is everything ranging from simple instrumental music and dance, a little bit of dance music, but through to mass movements in 12 parts, I think the largest one is, and wonderful motets, which are amongst my favourite recordings of all time. That recording is, I think, probably my most favourite one of David's.
Thank you.
Inter Maritata Dei Mater, a motet by Johannes Ockeghem, performed by the Early Music Consort of London. That was from a recording called The Art of the Netherlands, recorded in 1975. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Annie Corrigan. David Munro passed away very suddenly on May 15, 1976, at 33 years old. His unexpected death was a shock even to his closest friends, and it brought an abrupt end to a flourishing career. Some 40 years later, we're taking a look back at his legacy with tenor Paul Elliott.
In the end, one could say one didn't know him very well at all. But the fact of the matter was, in his work life, he was fantastically alive to the point that he could energize all the people in the room. There are a couple of pictures on some of the old recordings, actually, of him conducting those recording sessions. And if you look at the faces of the musicians, you can just see that they're sort of lit up, which is, I think, you know, it's not uncommon, but it's relatively rare in the professional world. I mean, one spends a lot of time sort of between takes and not really being sort of particularly engaged often. But I think with David, you were always kind of on the balls of your feet, even when you were sitting down.
we heard Nescens Mater Virgo Virum, a motet by Jean Moutant, performed by the Early Music Consort of London, under the direction of David Munro.
There was a kind of long period that seemed like a hiatus to many of us, and a star had disappeared, which was, you know, so that aspect, those who knew him 40 years later, you still feel it a little bit. But I suppose this is true of all famous musicians. The legacy is that they inspire people to go on and do new things and different things.
That was two-part organum from the 12th century, Leonin setting of the text Widerunt Omnes, performed by the Early Music Consort of London.
At the time, it felt like an enormous loss, of course, and very sudden. And I mean, I heard about it on the radio, which was a strange thing to be just driving along, and this cool British voice announced his death, as a matter of fact. And I'd spoken to him the day before, you know, on the phone. Very, very surreal experience. And then there was a message from him on my answering machine when I got home, which was also quite, we're talking about future jobs. So, I mean, the shock and horror of it was an amazing thing. And then, but personally, of course, there was that loss. And you know, I always wondered where I would be today. One thing is pretty sure, I probably wouldn't have been here. But anyway, one can never know.
was Du Tout Plonger, a piece by Antoine Brumel, all about the sorrows of death and parting, from the recording The Art of the Netherlands. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release this week is one from the archives, David Munro's massive anthology, Music of the Gothic Era, recorded in 1975 in London and released the following year. Our guest, tenor Paul Elliott, was featured on that recording as a member of the Early Music Consort of London. To him, it still stands as one of Munro's greatest accomplishments.
The Music of the Gothic Era has several tracks on it that are interesting to hear how performers of the day, who were not by and large early music specialists, but were people who could cope with different types of music, centered mostly in London, where musicians have to do everything from early music to pop music and soundtracks for films and advertisements and things. So people are pretty sort of flexible, and it's just an interesting recording to hear.
Oh,
from the recording Music of the Gothic Era, performed by the Early Music Consort of London under the direction of David Munro. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library and the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking Contact. Special thanks this week to Paul Elliott for sharing his memories of David Munro and his copies of hard-to-find recordings. The writers for this edition of Harmonia are Angela Mariani and Elizabeth Clark. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pascash and our staff Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark. Our executive producer is John Bailey. And I'm Annie Corrigan, sitting in for Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.